A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus called the crowd and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. Let anyone with ears to hear listen." When Jesus had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and goes out into the sewer?" Thus Jesus declared all foods clean. And he said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of the Lord. My sense is that Jesus is ticked off. We need to look for a minute at yesterday's Gospel. The Pharisees have come snooping around, that's number one, and the fact that they are not coming honestly, but just coming to snoop, that ticks Jesus off to start with. And it's about, the question they're asking him is about washing hands, something our mothers can teach us. I think Jesus is furious, actually. And why? Because the Pharisees are teachers, and they're occupied with trivia instead of getting down to the real meaning of life, getting down to reality. This is crucial. It's core. We need to get to the heart of the matter, and they're miles away from that. They are, in fact, blind. Yes, he's furious, I think, because he knows the need of the human heart for the truth, for reality. "You hypocrites," he says, "stop it." That's yesterday. Now, in today's reading, he calls the people to him and says, look, he wants to make sure that they get it. He says, look, it's not what you put into your mouth, it's what comes out of your mouth, coming from your heart, that makes you clean or unclean. So we need to get to the heart. We need to get down to the heart, our heart. And that is a wonderful prospect. To get down into our hearts requires some time and space, some time to sit by ourselves and be quiet. As simple as that. Just sit. Just sit. Do not say any prayers, not even your rosary. Just sit and listen to the silence. You might have to use a seatbelt initially. But try it for perhaps 15 minutes. If there are things in the heart that need to come out, they'll come out. If there is lots of garbage like the things Jesus mentions, you might need help. Perhaps go to confession, maybe talk to a psychiatrist. That's a very healthy thing to do. Or just talk to a trusted friend. But the garbage needs to come out, and after that, something wonderful happens. If you keep at this practice of getting down to your heart, maybe 15 minutes at a time, you will eventually come to love this time and space. There is a wisdom of the Hindu mystics that goes like this. As vast as the space without is the tiny space within your heart. Heaven and earth are found in it, fire and air, sun and moon, lightning and the constellations, whatever belongs to you here below and all that doesn't. All this is gathered in that tiny space within your heart. That's from the Chandogya Upanishad. Yeah, the whole cosmos is within our hearts. Jesus said, "Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God." So let us go down then, go down into your clean heart, and you will find all truth, all reality, all peace, all rest, all comfort, and the joy that no one can take from you.